Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Time is 4:45. Make the right call to the Buell Insurance Agency, 724-443-5610. Donnie is on his way back from Detroit, probably extremely hungover, maybe still drunk from the Steelers win over the Lions and all the fun he had in Detroit. He'll give us a full rundown of everything that went on in the debrief tomorrow. In the meantime, we have intern Dom here, who is going to have the debrief. And honestly, intern Dom, for once, did not have the most insane take today at the radio station.
Thank you.
In fact, he didn't even have the most insane take among interns. Because intern Jack said before the show that he thought that Gainwell's touchdown was a more unlikely, more unbelievable, and more impressive play than the immaculate reception.
Oh, that's it?
Yes.
Is that crazy?
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Really?
One is the most famous play in league history. The other happened in week 16 in a Detroit Steelers match.
Okay, if the immaculate reception happened in week 5 in a regular season game, it would not be. The fact that it's more impressive has nothing to do with the weight of the game. I'm just saying the play by itself was a more impressive catch.
So it's more impressive than a collision that causes a ball to just
and
pop up in the
Franco
air.
I didn't running, say it was Franco more unlikely. Franco chasing a play that otherwise would have nothing to do with him, being Johnny on the spot and picking up the ball inches from the
turf. Oh, you said unlikely, my friend.
I think the act of the catch was more impressive.
Now, if you would have said, like, perhaps the Antonio Freeman catch to end a Monday Night Football game was more improbable, I'd actually agree, because that ball bounced about eight different times.
Okay, but let's forgive the unlikely or improbable part and just concentrate on the impressive part. He's not even right about that.
Because Franco also had to, like, run how many yards after he caught it and stiff-arm a guy by
and
the goal line?
And score a touchdown. Yes.
That was a running back out there on a go ball on his side making a one-handed catch and still thinking about getting up and scoring. I don't know. One-handed catch doesn't even do it justice either.
You're trying. You got like a two-thirds Dom here.
I refuse to change my mind on this.
Do you like the take, Dom?
No, I love the take. Well, first of all, the immaculate reception was incomplete. So, to be honest, that null and voids the entire thing.
I love where this is going.
I don't.
So I think Jack's onto something.
This is about if we let you two go, this is going to sound like one of those bad college radio shows where each guy is trying to outtake the other.
As a matter of fact, I don't think either one of you are onto something. I think this debate
you're very off something.
This debate will come to life and die here. I don't think once this is done, people around Pittsburgh and Steelers fans will be discussing what the more impressive play was between the two. I think the only place where that debate is happening is right here on these airwaves right now. No one else will indulge in this discussion whatsoever. Jack will attempt to maybe have this discussion with his dad, and he will get shot down.
It's a good It'll thing fall that on this deaf is the ears. Only place this discussion's happening because it needs to happen.
I think Dom just matter-of-factly saying, well, it was an incomplete pass. 53 years after it happened. Almost to the day. It'll be tomorrow.
There is zero video evidence that that ball was caught.
You clearly have not done
There's zero evidence
zero.
That it was incomplete
time
off
out,
the turf.
Time out. Hold on. You're both doing a bad job here. There actually is a very definitive camera angle showing that he caught it like at least 6 to 8 inches above the turf.
No,
I
there's
have
not.
Seen it.
Yes, there is.
And
how
there
come,
is a definitive angle showing
and
he caught it.
How come every time Franco was ever asked, did you catch it, did he always say, I'll never say?
Because that's called building the mystique of the play.
That's called showmanship is what that
it's
is.
It's called he dropped the ball and doesn't want to ruin the play because it makes
if
him look great.
If he dropped it was artificial turf. The ball would have bounced away from him. There was no dropping of the football there.
I never agreed that the pass was incomplete.
Well, it was
so
incomplete.
That out there.
So this is where you are trying to now distance yourself from Dom?
No, I'm not trying to distance myself from Dom. I'm
you don't
just
ever
saying.
Want to go full Dom is what we're saying here, okay? Can end careers.
Did Donnie give you something he wanted to talk about here?
No, so I have my own thing. Is that okay?
That's fine. What
you
is
just
it?
Got moon landing takes or something now? What else?
Which no. I actually think there's some question about
let's
that.
Let's not go down these rabbit holes again.
Didn't Elon say that we're close to getting life on Mars?
They found a ball on Mars, and they're not sure how it got there.
What do you
a
mean,
ball?
A ball?
Like yes. a Wilson, like a Jet Evolution? Like it was used
no,
in the national
to God.
Title game?
Jack,
a vortex ball.
Back me up on this. They found a small ball on Mars. And they don't understand why there would be a ball on Mars.
They did?
Yes. And it's so perfectly shaped that it doesn't look like it's like some like rock that's in a circular form.
I mean, is it like ridiculously out of the question that they would have just brought one? Or actually, I have no idea.
According to Discovery News, who is quoting NASA, I've seen this picture now of the ball. They call it the blueberry. It is a kind of rock.
No.
That shows evidence of water in Mars's
no,
ancient
no, that's
past.
A perfectly sculpted ball.
Yes, and water can sculpt things into perfect circles.
Not like that. That looks like before you'd put the leather over a baseball and the yarn-like stuff that they put on
there. Are you aware of how like erosion works and time and everything else?
Yes, I am. There's plenty of people that
I
think
don't
that
think
this,
you are.
I think I am because there are plenty of scientists that have questions about this ball, Chris.
Who are these scientists?
Do I have to give you their names?
I would love for you to name one.
I don't follow the science community the way I do sports. I
Apparently
can't rattle
off scientists'
names.
You follow it closely enough to have very strong takes about this ball.
Scientists have been asking the question. That's all.
Oh, more and more you're hearing it. What is the big ball on Mars?
Yes. Dom, what else do you have for us?
All right, so this is part story, part take.
Oh, great.
So last night, Ravens lost 28-24.
Yes.
Fall to 7-8. Probably won't make the playoffs.
Yep.
So this year, the Ravens have blown fourth quarter leads of 35-14, 20-10.
Oh, my God.
19-10, 40-25, the Buffalo game week one.
Wait, give me these again. 35-14.
That was against Miami.
That was a couple years ago.
Yeah, I'm going like
you're going like
past
back
couple
at least 5
past,
years.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Never mind then.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry. Did I blow up your...
No, that's fine. So they've blown all these fourth quarter leads.
Correct, over the past couple years.
Yeah.
So it leads me to my take, which is... I think it's time the Ravens move on from John Harbaugh.
And hire Tony Romo.
No. I think a lot of people are
hire
starting to...
Hire that big round ball on Mars to coach things, to run the show.
Possibly. They should move on from John Harbaugh.
Yeah.
And if they do, I know exactly where John Harbaugh should go.
The Giants?
Nope. It couldn't be more obvious where John Harbaugh should go. Nope.
No, hold on. What's... Pony, you're doing this wrong. What is the dumbest destination
Michigan.
You can think of for him?
Michigan.
I knew he was going to...
The University of
Chris,
Michigan.
Chris, once you gave me that little nudge, I knew exactly where he was going with this, so thank you.
It is a match made in heaven.
For who?
He went to high school in Ann Arbor, his brother and his dad.
But now he's
got to
like follow in his brother's
footsteps. You are aware of the
footsteps.
Fact that like one of the big things is... at Michigan is they don't want anybody connected to Jim Harbaugh's regime whatsoever coaching this team in the future, right?
Well, do they want a good coach or not?
Well, he's not really connected to his regime per se, Chris. They're just
he's
brothers.
His, he's his brother. I think that's close enough. Familial ties here. If you were Michigan, would you rather Dom have John Harbaugh, who has Lamar Jackson, one of the most unique weapons in league history and has misused him and failed him, Or
you also
would you
rather
have,
Super Bowl with Joe
say,
Flacco.
Kalen DeBoer, who might want to beat the posse out of Tuscaloosa if they lose this round?
I'd probably take Kalen DeBoer, but I don't think he's leaving Alabama.
We'll see about that.
I feel very strongly he's going
to
stay
in Alabama. I'd have no problem with the Ravens if they decided to fire Harbaugh.
I think it's done. I think he's done a very bad job there on account of they should have higher standards because Jackson is better than any quarterback the Steelers have had since Ben retired, and they've done very little. And it hasn't all been Jackson's fault. It's been, like, guys around him failing. It's been Harbaugh not, like, strangling his OC yesterday and saying, give Derrick Henry the ball after he scored that last time.
They're 3-6 in the playoffs in the Jackson era.
Pony, I saw this on, I guess, Bomani Jones's show had this tweet on September 8th because it would have been after, I think, the Buffalo game. Does that make sense?
Okay.
He has blown in his career 17 double-digit second-half leads, and that has now increased this season by at least a couple. 17. That's like the antithesis of that Bill Cowher stat where if he was up by 10 at any point in the game, he was basically undefeated.
I don't see how anybody anymore could say that Harbaugh's a better coach than Tomlin.
He's not. He's not. And he just, I think he's a clown show at this point.
Maybe the Ravens would get your guy Marcus Freeman.
I'm sorry.
The Giants are apparently going to try and get him.
I'm mainly laughing at a guy named Tristan who during the ball on Mars thing said, Pony has already said he doesn't believe in Adams, so why should we believe anything he says?
Okay. I just said we can't see him, and I just wonder about him. That's all.
We can't see air. Do you wonder about air?
No.
Why?
You can feel air.
How?
You feel breeze, you feel wind.
How do
you
know that's not
things?
Fake air, something else?
Have you ever seen an atom before?
Under a microscope.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're like, that's an atom right there.
Yes.
How about protons and neutrons? Have you seen those?
Yes, because they're part of an atom. Electrons.
I don't know.
I thought the atom was the smallest thing, so now they're made up of even smaller things?
Exactly, Dom. Quark. Thank you.
Quark.
That was the Donnie Football Debrief.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.